Good morning, it's Tuesday, August 25th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The trade relationship between two of the world's closest allies just took another hit. President Donald Trump announced Monday he will raise tariffs on Canadian vehicles and auto parts from 25 to 50% starting January 1st, a move that follows the collapse of trade talks late last week. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney called the threat unsurprising, accusing Trump of trying to dismantle Canada's auto sector, while Ontario Premier Doug Ford fired back publicly, telling the president to kiss my ass. Trump responded on social media, accusing Ford of bluster and warning of worse consequences ahead. Canadian officials are set to unveil their countermeasures Tuesday morning, with both economies bracing for the fallout. Another news. A legal battle over how Americans vote took a sharp turn Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority lifted a lower court injunction that had blocked Trump's executive order restricting mail-in ballots ahead of the November midterms, ruling that a coalition of mostly Democratic states filed its challenge too early. A separate order blocking the Postal Service from enforcing tighter mail ballot rules remains in place for now. California Governor Gavin Newsom vowed to sue again, calling the rules an attempt to disenfranchise voters, while Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissented, arguing, states shouldn't have to wait to challenge the order. The fight is expected to intensify as the midterms draw closer. Around the world, tensions in the Middle East ratcheted higher this week. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent unveiled expanded sanctions Monday, aimed at cutting off Iran's trading partners from the dollar-based financial system, though he stopped short of naming which countries would be targeted, saying he wanted to give them time to comply. Iran's economy minister said the country was fully prepared and warned that its adversaries should brace for a response, while a spokesperson for Iran's Revolutionary Guard threatened strikes on U.S. interests if Iranian infrastructure comes under threat. Oil prices actually fell despite the announcement, with Pakistan-mediated talks showing only modest progress. A lasting diplomatic resolution still appears far off. Another news. On the anniversary of Ukraine's independence, allies gathered in Kyiv with new promises of support. British Prime Minister Andy Burnham, on his first foreign trip since taking office, announced Britain will give Ukraine access to classified technology to build its own Storm Shadow long-range cruise missiles, with France backing the move. President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the visiting leaders, saying Ukraine wants peace but won't simply surrender to Russian demands. The Kremlin warned that sharing the technology would only escalate tensions further. Zelensky said Ukraine needs at least 300 additional air defense interceptors to survive the winter, as Russian strikes on energy infrastructure loom. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.